The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Good morning. I am Paul Hapstritt. WJON News Time is about 8:32. Currently 17 degrees here at the WJON studios. We'll have your full WJON weather eye forecast coming up after the news. Two people were hurt when their vehicle crashed in Wright County Friday morning. The incident happened on Interstate 94 just after 9:30 a.m. The Minnesota State Patrol says the driver of an SUV, 52-year-old Brad Swanson of Staples, was eastbound on I-94 in St. Michael when he lost control and crashed into the median. Swanson and his passenger, 38-year-old Sasha Gaspard of Staples, were both taken to CenterCare Hospital in Monticello with non-life-threatening injuries. The patrol says the interstate was snow and ice covered at the time of the crash. Last session, some small business owners testified at the Capitol. They were concerned about losing their employees for 12 weeks at a time under the new paid family and medical leave program. Congresswoman Kelly Morrison has been visiting with small business owners and says it seems some of those concerns are no longer an issue.
Most of the small business owners that I've talked to agree with the policy that people should be able to, you know, recover from pregnancy and childbirth and bond with a new baby, recover from a surgery, or to help a loved one do so.
Both the employer and employee pay into the program, and when using time off, the worker gets a portion of their regular paycheck. Republicans opposed the paid family and medical leave program on several key grounds: cost, tax burden, implementation uncertainty, concerns about fraud, and the scope of coverage. U.S. Senate candidate Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan is hitting the road and traveling the state ahead of the February 3rd precinct caucuses.
We're calling it the Loud and Clear Voice Tour because my Ojibwe name is Gijiwewudemokwe, which means speaks in a loud and clear voice, woman. So we thought that that was an appropriate name for the tour. We've got 38 cities and 40 stops.
Flanagan says you can't help people if you don't stop and hear what they've got to say. The tour kicks off today with a stop at the Litchfield Public Library between 1 and 2 p.m. and Montevideo at Talking Waters Brewery from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. The Minnesota Department of Commerce's Energy Assistance Program has more than $112 million to help eligible households pay for heating this winter. Director Michael Schmitz says the federal funding arrived around the same time as the snow and colder weather.
90,000 applications have already been submitted to the program. And so our service providers are definitely working through getting payments out to households who've already been determined eligible. But if folks haven't applied yet, you know, now is a great time to do so.
Schmidt says the program awarded funding to more than 125,000 households last winter. The average benefit was $736. WJON at news time is just about 8:35, currently 17 degrees here in St. Cloud. We'll have your full WJON weather eye forecast coming up next.